Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Two states now protect religious freedom for foster and adoptive families. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, as we've talked about on previous programs, it's basically the children that pay the price because these particular states want to push this LGBT agenda into adoptive agencies, foster care agencies, prohibiting Christians from being able to foster or adopt these children simply because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, I mentioned before on Faith and Freedom that when Massachusetts, in a 4-3 opinion by their Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, issued a ruling that just distorted the Constitution that went back all the way to John Adams, our second president, first vice president, and put their stamp of approval on same-sex weddings or marriage, that it had an impact on adoption and foster parenting. And what happened is Christians or people of faith were excluded, and then the same-sex couples were actually given affirmative action preference.
Which is tragic because more Christian families adopt children and should adopt children than anyone else.
Yeah, and so here you have Arkansas and Kansas becoming two states that enacted laws that address this growing concern with regards to foster and adoptive families.
Yeah, the Kansas legislature overwhelmingly voted in the state house and in the Senate to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the House Bill 2311, which prohibits the state's Department for Children and Families from requiring a, quote, person to affirm, accept, or support any governmental policy regarding sexual orientation or gender identity that may conflict with the person's sincerely held moral or religious beliefs as a prerequisite for becoming foster or adoptive parents.
Yeah, like, for example, in California and some other states, whether it's statewide law or it's some policies of state agencies, some of these Christian families in foster care or wanting to adopt are being told that they have to affirm whatever, quote, gender identity the child wants to express themselves in. Mm. And if they don't, then they are removed from the foster and adoptive sequence.
And they can't teach them about their Christian beliefs either.
Right, right. So Kansas now has a law that protects families. They don't have to be forced. They cannot be forced to affirm this government ideology. The law also specifically protects parents with a newly placed child in their home who wish to instruct the child in their religious beliefs. The state cannot refrain from selecting or licensing an eligible person due to their sincerely held religious and moral beliefs or their intent to guide or instruct a child consistent with such beliefs, according to the bill. The measure also provides individuals a legal avenue to sue the state for injunctive relief, damages, and attorney's fees for any policy that violates this law.
And you know, the Bible is very clear about training up a child according to God's word, and that is the best foundation for any child. So these, you know, like, for example, this bill is very good to protect these children because they are the ones that end up paying the price if you don't allow this to happen.
So the interesting thing, Kansas legislature overrode the governor's veto on April the 10th. On April the 10th, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders also signed into law House Bill 1669, also known as the Keep Kids First Act. The legislation protects private faith-based adoption, foster, and adoption agencies from having to place children in homes that do not share the agency's religious or moral beliefs, including beliefs on human sexuality.
Hmm.
The law also states that the Arkansas government cannot require agencies to, quote, perform, assist, counsel, recommend, consent to, refer, or participate in a child placement that violates the private child placement agency's religious or moral convictions, close quote. So, you know, what's happening is some of these laws or some of these actions in different states are forcing Christian adoption agencies to violate their religious beliefs.
Right. The Arkansas measure also protects prospective foster or adoptive parents from the government interfering with them receiving a child because of any refusal to accept a government policy regarding sexual orientation or gender identity that conflicts with their sincerely held religious beliefs. The law also allows individuals to bring legal action against the state for violating that.
Yeah, so the laws actually follow up some of the controversy that we've been seeing in some of these states and the litigation over whether faith-based adoption agencies and Christian parents need to accept and adhere to anti-discrimination policies infused with this radical gender ideology. In the past several years, Christian couples in Vermont and Massachusetts have filed suit for being denied foster parent status because they would not embrace this ideology and would not help a child to do so either. In 2023, an Oregon judge ruled that a Christian widow and mother of five could not adopt if she would disaffirm or disavow a child's LGBTQ plus identity against state adoption rules.
See, that's so tragic because, again, it's the children that end up paying the price. You have all these beds that need children in homes, that good homes, good Christian homes, but they end up paying the price because of this LGBT agenda being pushed.
In the Arkansas case, the bill actually cites a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court ruling from 2021 that determined that the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, could not exclude Catholic social services from its foster program solely because it refused to place children with same-sex couples. The High Court issued Philadelphia's exclusion, and they said that it violated the First Amendment because it was not neutral towards this Catholic social services religious beliefs. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in the opinion, quote, "Government fails to act neutrally when it proceeds in a manner intolerant of religious beliefs or restricts practices because of their religious nature," close quote. This particular case, I remember that the Catholic Social Services in Philadelphia.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that case?
Yes.
And then there was also the Christian adoption.
Mm-hmm. There's two of them, yeah.
Agencies. And they were both engaged in adoptions. They got letters from the state. And the letters said that they had a fentanyl problem. And a lot of these kids were being removed from the parents because of fentanyl abuse. And therefore, they needed more foster parents. And they were asking the adoption agencies to provide more foster parenting.
Yeah, they were like desperately needing.
It would be the parents that would be addicted to fentanyl.
Right.
So they were removing the kids from the parents' homes because of fentanyl addiction.
Right. And hopefully the parents would get their act together. But in the meantime, children
need
a good place.
Yeah, so they're begging for more foster parents.
Yeah.
And so in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, like the Catholic Social Services, they're licensed as an adoption agency, and then they have foster parents that are licensed under them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they lose their ability to have foster parenting, all the people that are licensed through them or that are affiliated through that process with them, they lose their ability to foster parent and or adopt. And I remember there were parents in this case that were in litigation that had been in the foster parenting for many, many years. And they had foster parented a lot of children. And now that the Catholic Social Services gets this letter, we need more foster parents. And then a couple of weeks later, gets another letter from the state. And the state says, by the way, you have to place children in LGBTQ homes.
And didn't one of them cave and one of them didn't?
Yeah, the Catholic Social Services said, no, that's against our religious beliefs. They filed suit.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, the Christian Adoption Agency, caved,
mm-hmm.
compromised their religious convictions.
Mm-hmm.
Very unfortunate.
For the children.
For the children. And shows that they didn't have a lot of strong convictions. And guess what? The Catholic Social Services case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And guess what? They got a unanimous decision from the U.S. Supreme Court
mm-hmm.
that Philadelphia and Pennsylvania violated the First Amendment. So this is a continuing issue, a continuing problem. Arkansas's legislation, Keep Kids First Act, actually cites this unanimous Supreme Court decision. More states need to follow the lead of Arkansas and Kansas to protect foster and adoptive agencies and foster and adoptive families with respect to their sincerely held religious convictions and beliefs. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.